The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 7th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Here, one of the major problems of Western theologians has been the relationship between reason and faith. They've been seeking to understand faith through reason, but they have not been able to come to any terms with the relationship between their reasoning abilities and faith. So there's been like a leap, almost a rejection of any kind of...
No. Just like we are walking on this street. So there is relation. This path is made for my walking. This is the relation with this road and myself. This is not made for for animals also. But at least we can take it is made for man. So, for walking of man, this road is made. So this is my relation. In this way, everything you search out, you'll find out some relation. Is it not? Try to understand this first. Everything you take, just like here is a microphone. There is my relation. I talk and it is recorded. So where is the difficulty to find out relationship with everything? Is there any difficulty?
They see one, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
The theologians perceive one, they see that reason and faith are in two realms.
This is reason.
Yes.
That everything we are using, there is a relationship. How can I deny? If I have got relationship with everything, then I have got some relationship with God also. Try to understand this part. Have you got relationship with God or not? If we have got relationship with everything of God's creation, then why not with God? Answer, any one of you.
Why you are tired?
It's because you're right, Prabhupada.
We must have some relationship with God.
Basically, what he's...
Huh?
Their point is that they can only have faith in God. Their reason tells them there is no God.
Faith. It must be. Faith may be false. There must be. Because we have got relationship with everything. Therefore, ultimately, everything is created by God.
That requires faith.
Huh? It is not faith. It is fact. Faith may be wrong. Faith may be right or wrong. But fact is fact.
When they say fact, they mean what they can perceive through their senses, grossly.
Huh? Yes, with senses. Senses. That is, our Krishna consciousness movement means that we have got relationship with God. And senses, our senses. That is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Richat. When that senses are engaged with the Supreme in relationship, that is called bhakti. It is a question of senses, it is not vague. We apply everything, we go, our senses, just like the leg, we go, take our legs to the temple. We use our tongue for glorifying, for eating, the prasadam, every senses, that is bhakti. It is not sensuous, but engaging the senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses.
But they say that's a faith.
That's not faith, like that's fact.
They say when we offer prasadam,
yes.
It's just a faith that a God accepts it, because you cannot see God.
No, you cannot see, I see. I'm not a fool like you. I can see, therefore I offer. But you cannot see. So you have to, I have to open your eyes. You come to me. That is our problem. You are blind. You are suffering with cataract. I shall operate and you will see also.
Thanks.
So I see your problem.
You don't see, that does not mean I don't see. Why do you ask him like that? You may be full rascal.
They want their team of scientists to see it.
You are a rascal and your leader scientist, he is a big rascal. Some truth of Purusha of Pasu. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavata. Sabir Varaha Ustak Kharai. Samstuta Purusha Pasu. You know this verse? Explain. Yes.
People who are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses glorify non-devotees.
Anyone, non-devotee, he's a big camel, a big dog, a big swine, like that. So, these people who are praising them, they are also cats and dogs and swines. And the leader is also big swine. That is the difference. The so-called scientist, philosopher, is a big animal, that's all. But he is animal.
They say we're just dreamers. They say that we're just dreamers.
Dreamers.
We dream. We make up fantasies about God and heaven, but
Why fancy? You have no brain to understand that. That's why you say fancy.
Well, their common ground of objectivity is what they can perceive with the senses.
Yes, you can sense with the senses. You perceive with the senses the sight. But who has made the sight? You have not made. Why you are so fool that you don't understand this? The sand here is a perception, direct perception. This water, vast water, direct perception. Who has made it?
They say if it was made by God, we'd be able to see Him just like the sand.
Yes, but you have to get the eyes, that I say, because you are blind, you are cataract. I have to operate, you see. You see, you come to treatment. Therefore the Shastra says, go to Guru and be treated and try to understand. But how you can see with your blind eyes, cataract eyes?
Well, that vision, that scene is super mundane. They only consider the mundane vision.
Yes, super mundane, everything is super mundane. Because how do you know that there is nothing in the sky? Now you say it is vacant. Your eyes is deficient, it is not vacant. There are innumerable planets, but you cannot see. You cannot see, you are blind. Therefore, because it is not in your power to see, you have to hear from me. Yes, there are millions of stars there. You have to accept it. You cannot see. But because you cannot see, doesn't mean that it is vacant. It is deficiency of your senses.
Well, they'll admit that, but they say still we cannot, even though we are ignorant of some things, we still can't accept what we can't see.
Why? Because you are ignorant, you have to accept.
Because what we're told may be wrong.
Maybe wrong, that is your misfortune. But the process is that, your senses cannot approach. You have to hear from authority. That is the process. But if you don't approach authority, if you approach a cheater, that is your misfortune. But the process is where your senses cannot act, you have to approach authority. That is the process.
But they want experimental knowledge. They want experimental knowledge.
Yes, this is experimental.
This cannot be proved.
No, why not? Just like I gave you this water, this sand, it is practical. Now we must know somebody has made it.
Well, the difficulty is in a group of atheists, you can't prove God.
No, atheists kick them on their face. Atheists are those who are reasonable. But everything see that somebody has made. So this sand is also made by somebody, the water is also made by somebody, the sky is also made by somebody. Now you find out who is the somebody. That is not right.
They do not want to transcend the limits. They do not want to transcend the limits.
There is no question of transcending. Practical. Everything you see, it is made by somebody. The stick is made by somebody. The cloth is made by somebody. So this must be made by somebody.
But they would say, present me the somebody. So that I... They would say, present to me the somebody so that
you,
I can
so
see
you have
him.
To take training from me. You have to make your eyes to see me. That is it. If you don't go to the physician, then how will it be? You are blind now. There is cataract. Now you have to treat the surgical operation. That vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. That is the injunction.
See, that step requires faith.
Not faith, practice.
Initially, it must be, there must
practical.
Be faith.
If you learn to, if you want to learn something, you must go to the expert. That is not faith. It is fact. You cannot learn anything by yourself. That is not possible.
If someone is actually sincere, can he be cheated or will he always get a bona fide guru?
No, if he is sincere, he will get
bona fide.
Yes. Guru Krishna, Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. Guru and Krishna. Krishna is within you. As soon as he sees that you are sincere, he will give you the right person.
If you are not completely sincere, you might get a Guru Maharajji.
Huh?
If you are not completely sincere,
yeah.
You get
someone. Because you want to be cheated, you go to the cheater. Krishna is intelligent, super intelligent. If you are a cheater, he'll cheat you. He'll cheat you, first class, he'll cheat Krishna. But if you actually sincere, then he'll give you the right thing. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanancha. Everything is coming from me. Smriti, remembrance and forgetfulness. If you are a cheetah, Krishna will give you such intelligence, you will forget Krishna forever.
Srila Prabhupada,
yes.
So birds of a feather flock together. The
eh?
Cheetahs flock together.
Yes. Birds have the same feather, flock together.
The thing is, our philosophy is as supportable as theirs, because they're in control, they have the dominance.
Who has dominance?
The atheists.
Atheists? One key gum maya is finished. All done. One this cake. The dominance all finished. In 1 second. No dominance. That is Maya. They are under control, but thinking that we are free. That is called Maya. That is called Maya. They are under full control, but they are thinking we are free. That is Maya. Mohini. Mohini Sita. What is that verse? Asuring Mohini.
Or Rakshasin.
Mogasa, Mogasa, Moga Karmana, Moga Jnana, Vichita. Because they are bewildered, all their hopes will be frustrated. Mogasa. Because they are rascals, rasuring, atheists, all their hopes will be frustrated. This is it. And that is being done. They are making so big, big plan. Now it is going to be frustrated. You see?
They don't want to come to the center.
Huh? Therefore, they are rascal. Rascal means that however kick him on his face, still he'll insist. That is rascal. Rascal means that they'll never take good lesson. That is rascal. And sensible means he takes good lesson. And why they remain rascal? Because they are duskritina. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Don't you see? They are maintaining slaughterhouse, they are maintaining brothel, they are ruining everyone's life by sense gratification. These are all sinful activities. Therefore, they remain rascal forever. They cannot improve because they are so sinful, they have to suffer. Go to the darkest region. They'll have to become worms of the stool that is awaiting them. But they do not know how things are going on. They are thinking, I am not safe. We are safe. That is foolishness. That is rascality. So, you are now feeling all right?
Thank
you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Rascal means that, you know the story, Kalidas, a great poet, he was a great rascal. So, it is a long story. So, he was sitting on the branch of a tree and cutting. So some gentleman, while you are cutting, he fell down. No, no, I'll not fall down. That when he fell down, then he went to that gentleman. How did you know, sir, that I shall fall down? Huh? Then they concluded, here is a rascal number one. Here is a rascal. They do not know that they are going to hell. And that is rascal. By that so-called scientific advancement, philosophy, education, they are going to hell. Wow. That they do not know. Therefore they are rascals. Therefore they are rascals. This is the definition of rascal. One who does not know where he is going. If somebody goes in this straight, if you say, don't go. No, why shall I not go? He's rascal. He's rascal. And the another rascal, yes, you can go, it is all right. Jatamar Tatamar. As many ways you manufacture, it is all right. You can go this way. He's another rascal. This is that.
How do we bring them to
consciousness? This is Krishna consciousness. Be Krishna conscious and everything will be solved. How we are speaking, because we are taking shelter of Krishna, that's all. Mami buja prapadante maya metante. As soon as you surrender to Krishna, all this maya, misconception will go. You'll become right person in knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness. To become perfect man. Because there is guidance. The perfect guidance. So he becomes perfect.
Hare Nama, Hare
Nama. This is statement on Bhava. Because they cannot control their senses, therefore they are making progress towards the darkest region of hell. Adanta Govi Bisatanta. Punapunacharya. And repeatedly chewing the chewed. They make one plan, it is frustrated, again make another plan. That is frustrated, again make another plan. But they will never agree to accept that these plans are all useless. That is Askalda. That is Askalda. Repeated, chewing the chew. The same oven, same vagina, and that is a pleasure. But at home, and in the street, at the nightclub, and theater, the same vagina.
You would say that that is braveness. We are brave.
Yes, we must say that is their rascal now. One who goes. Braveness, go to the Pacific Ocean and die. And go to hell. That is their braveness. That is their braveness. They are bravely going to hell. Yes. There is a story, Palavanata Bhayanaki. One man is chasing another man. So the man who is chased, he is asked, why are you fleeing? So, am I afraid of you? Why shall I not flee? Why shall I not go? Am I afraid of you? He is fleeing out of fear, but still he says, am I afraid of you? Am I afraid of you? Why shall I not? Why shall I stop? This is it. Bravely I am going to hell. Why shall I stop? I am brave. This is
crazy.
Yes, crazy. This is stated. Pishachi paile jano matichanna hai. Mayagrasta jiver sei dasha upoja. This guy, when a man becomes crazy, ghostly haunted, he speaks all nonsense. Similarly, anyone who is under the influence of this material energy is crazy. He's crazy. Talks all nonsense. This is Bhakti and Thakur. Why you are being carried away from Maya? And you are becoming drowned, and sometimes up, sometimes down. Why you are wasting your life in that way? The Krishna das, avishas kar leto. If you simply accept Krishna as your guidance, there is no more Maya. But they will not accept. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavanvam kapadda. Therefore, one who accepts and surrenders unto Krishna after many, many years of such struggle for existence, he is actually wise. He is actually wise.
Why is it that it's taken so long for a pure devotee to come to the West? Has the West been so sinful that no pure devotee has come before Your Divine Grace?
Don't be sorry. You are so at that time you are so sinful that you could not receive a pure devotee.
Yes. Once at a lecture, a lady asked you why hadn't you come sooner? And you said, well, you weren't ready.
You are not ready. Yes, I told you. Yes. Now the Western boys, the descendants of the Western people, they are fortunate. Therefore, they are receiving Krishna. Kono Bhagavanji. It is Krishna's desire that these people are suffering so much. Let some devotees come here. So you are all devotees, you have come to join together.
During the progress of evolutionary process, suppose if the individual soul falls down from the human platform, the individual soul, falls down from the human platform to some other lower species. But in the course of, again, evolutionary process, at some stage along the path, he'll come to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Is this?
Yes. That is the path. Evolution means to come to that end, Krishna consciousness. That is really only. If one misses the chance, then again fall down. But the natural progress is that.
But ultimately he will come to Krishna consciousness.
Yes, ultimately everyone will come to Krishna. Not Krishna consciousness, but Krishna. At the end of this war, devastation, they enter into the body of Krishna. They remain there.
That would be very good for devotees. That would be very good for devotees.
But they have not come. These birds are pretty, but their bodily extension is so much. I think they're pretty.
Is that what? It's very nice.
Yeah. Just see how they're experienced. They are not afraid of the ocean, although they are very small. They know how to save it. Matta smritikya. Krishna is there within the heart. They are giving. Now get up. They easily get up.
Vishnu within
the
heart.
Vishnu just like a, what is called? Magnetic stone.
Magnet.
Yes. It attracts
iron filings.
Iron filings. But who has given this power to this magnetic stone? You cannot do it.
It's just there by nature.
That is the answer. Nature is controlled by God.
They prefer to leave nature as nondescript. When they say or designate as nature, they prefer to leave that nondescript.
Why?
Nonspecific.
That means insufficient knowledge. They do not wish to describe it because your foolishness will be discovered.
They will say that I can do that, that is done by nature. In the case of a magnet, suppose if I take a piece of iron and if I magnetize it by from electrical current, it will act as a magnet.
Yeah, but
so they say.
But the iron is not manufactured by you. Neither the magnetic stone is manufactured by you. You take nature's product and utilize it. That is not your original creation. So what is carried to you? You can transform. That is in your hand. There are two things, material and spiritual. Inferior energy and superior energy. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. The living entities, they are superior energy. Why superior? They can take the materials and handle. Jayadam Dharjati Jagat. That is your superior energy. You can take the matters and combine it and make something else. That is the world going on, matter and spirit. You have created your own body by your desire. So that you can do, but the materials, the body, you cannot create. That is nothing.
Then they are trying to make
it. Again trying.
God is actually
it is already there. What is the use of your trying? The same thing. Already dog is barking, but one is trying to imitate. Yes, sir. But people will go to see the imitation barking by purchasing ticket. And the real barking, they'll make it.
That is called new discovery.
What is that new discovery? Because barking is already there. What is new discovery? You are simply imitating barking. That's all. Barking is already there. What is discovery?
That imitation is just new.
No. Imitation is flattery. That's all. Imitation is the best way of flattery. That's all.
Actually, they're proving our point because...
Yes.
As persons, they can imitate. They were not persons. They were entities. They couldn't imitate God's creation.
In your laboratory, by mixing hydrogen and oxygen, if you produce 1 ounce of water, so what is your credit? Here is vast water already.
They say it was not done before in the lab.
It is done already. Otherwise, why the water came? You do not know he did it. That is your ignorance.
So it is envious. They are just envious.
Foolishness means one must be able. But they are not able, simply foolishness.
They have created artificial gems.
Just like you are a powerful man, I am a powerful man. I become envious. That is allowed. But I am not powerful, I am trying to imitate you. It is foolishness.
But they're saying that God didn't give me all the knowledge.
You do have to... make this water.
Because he wanted you to remain a fool. He wanted. Because you are atheist, he wanted that you shall remain ever fool. That is God's will. Nana, Puran, Chupami, Ajaswandhu, this atheistic class, they remain always fool. Krishna gives him birth in such a family, in such a country, in such a place, that he remains fool. He remains always fool. That's stated in the Bible.
It's like the barber giving opinion on the science of medicine.
Huh?
It's like barber giving opinion on the science of medicine. Because the materialistic person, they claim to be expert of material science, and still they want to give opinion on the spiritual science.
No, they are not even expert on material science. They are expert in bluffing others. Jugglery of words.
Saying that it was not done before, like telephones and these airplanes and these new discoveries.
Well, there are better telephones. You do not know it. Just like Sanjaya is sitting with his master, Dhritarashtra, and he's relaying all the war affairs going on. He asks, Kim akurvata Sanjaya? What did you do? Where you are sitting, you know. What is that telephone? It is television within the heart. He's seeing everything and relaying. Bhagavad Gita, don't you see? Sanjaya Uvas, Dhritarashtra Uvas. Dhritarashtra inquired. Now after meeting my sons and nephews, what they are doing? And he's here. Now Duryodhana is going to see Dronacharya. Dronacharya says like this, Bhishma Dev says, how does he say within the room? But do you know that science?
But they will say that was only possible.
They will say, they may say, but we are putting some fact. They may say all nonsense. We are not going to accept that.
Some of them say, well, we've improved on nature.
Huh?
By making things like plastics and medicines, we've improved.
All right. Very improvement.
Yes.
People were eating in silver plates, golden plates, and you have improved by plastic plates. these rascals can be understood by another rascal. No, we are not going to.
The plastic is a great problem because they can't get rid of it. The plastic has become a great problem because there's no way to dispose of it. So it just piles up and piles up. They can't get rid of it.
In the future, they're going to make plastic houses.
Yes.
Transparent. You can see everything from the house.
So what is created there?
They said that is improvement.
Plastic depends on oil.
That is their foolishness. They are going to hell and still they are thinking improvement. This is their foolishness. Foolish means that he is going to hell, but he is thinking improvement.
More sincere if these people, these scientists, said, we don't want to be taken out of this dream that with our senses and with all the machines built on senses, we will be able to make it. But they don't want to be taken out of that dream.
But they want, that is their foolishness.
They don't want to admit it.
Why not? They have to admit that. Just like I gave you the example, that you cannot see how many stars are there, but there are. If you say, I don't see it, I don't believe it, that is your foolishness. That is your foolishness. You have to admit that your senses are limited. They are not perfect. That is the four defects of the conditioned soul. He commits mistake, he is illusion, he cheats, and his senses are imperfect.
But they say they try and try again.
Now try how can you? You are diseased person. Suppose you are suffering from cataract disease. So you can try. Will you be cured? You'll never be cured. You must go to a physician. He'll operate, surgical operation, then there is chance of seeing. You cannot try. Then you go on trying, but you'll never be cured.
But that is just what they do not want to accept.
Yes.
But still he's not...
That is foolishness. That is foolishness. They do not take good advice. That is foolishness. Foolishness means murkhaya upadesha hi prakupaya na shanta. Murkha, a rascal, if you give him good advice, he'll be angry. Just like a serpent, if you bring the serpent, and if you tell the serpent, my dear friend serpent, you live with me, I shall give you daily nice food, milk and banana, he'll be very pleased. So the result will be that his poison will increase. One day he'll say, pong. Oh. So these rascals are like that.
But they don't give up hopes.
Huh?
They're always hopeful.
That is foolishness. Their hopes are being frustrated every moment. Still they're hoping. That is foolishness.
Prophet, I once was distributing some of your literature to a library,
yeah.
And the librarian said, if these are 5,000 years old, where is the proof of this? Do we have the copies that were written down 5,000 years ago?
This is the proof. This is the proof. You see, but if you close your eyes, just like if somebody says, now, there is sunrise, light, and if he's in darkness, he says, where is the proof there is light? So, you please come out and see. So you read it, and there will be proof.
Even if you don't accept it's 5,000 years old, that doesn't diminish the
simply read it. Books. There is no question of 5,000, 10,000, old and new. Just see what is the knowledge there. Because they're fools. For them, this retardation is made. Darwin's theory is finished.
No, if they accept that there is a spirit soul, then Darwin's theory is also finished.
Yeah.
Spirit soul, they don't like to accept it.
Yes.
The theologians are saying that if we say man is body, we are not accepting the whole man. The whole man means soul and body together.
Yes. We say body, soul.
Body, mind, soul.
Yes. Gross matter, subtle matter, and the spirit.
That is whole man.
Yes. That is whole creation. Why man? Everything. Nature is not under his control. He is under nature's control.
Srila Prabhupada, they are foolish enough to try.
Huh?
They are foolish enough to try.
Yes.
They're going to make houses in the moon now.
Huh?
On the surface of the moon,
yeah.
They'll make houses in a few years.
Now, what is the benefit?
There's plenty of space on the earth. Why do they have to go to the moon?
There's plenty of space on the earth. Why do they have to go to the moon?
Because yeah. It was not done before. So they want to show it to the people. They want to show the power of science.
The power of science means imitating the barking of the dog. That's all. Dog is already barking. But they imitate and they become scientists. That's all. This is their power. How to imitate. That's all.
But they will say, we are more advanced.
Yes.
Because they can imitate.
Yeah, that's all right. But we are not so fools that we shall waste our time for imitation. We have got already the real thing. Where shall I go?
Their imitations are cheap. It's what they call it compared
with the cheap. Their imitations, they are going to the... They are spending millions and millions. It is very dear, costly. First thing is imitation. And that imitation is very, very costly.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. So that is their foolishness. They will be satisfied with imitation, which is very costly.
There are millions of people on the earth who do one part of the moon. You work so hard, Srila Prabhupada, there is a nice incident. There's a scientist from France, Pasteur. When he was about to be married, the same day, he forgot his own marriage day. Because he was working in his laboratory, doing experiments. So one of his friends reminded him, oh, Pastor, your marriage day is today, so you come out from the lab and you have to go there. Mm. Then he went out and he got married.
There is a Bengali proverb. Jargiye tar mone nai, paral loker ghum nai. The man who is to be married, he has forgotten. And the neighbors, they are not sleeping. Oh, that man will be married. That man will be married. But he has forgotten.
So people are saying that, see how sincerely he's working. Take his example.
Yes. So who is not sincerely working? What he is working for some money. That's all. So everyone is working for money. What is the difference? If he is not paid for that, he will not work. Just like a dog is working for the master, for the bread, that's all. So he is working not for himself, not for others, but for his money. Or some ambition.
Yes, prestige. They call it prestige.
That's right. On the beach, where
it's about 10 miles from
here. Huh?
About 10 miles?
Oh, is it? In Bombay, also, the airport is 2 miles from Juhu.
The bestseller called I'm Okay, You're Okay. And the purport of this book is that if we simply pat each other on the back and tell each other how nice each other are, everything will be all right.
Yeah.
Mutual pleasing society. Mutual pleasing society.
Mutual admiration society.
Yes.
There was a doctor in Switzerland, who had the same method. I'm better and better every day. And he had thousands of people who came there, and nothing was heard of him 10 years later.
Until he died.
Better and better until he died. Better, better, better. I am going to die better very soon. Therefore, Krishna has shown that why you are thinking better, the death is before you. Janma mitu jarabhari dukho dosar. That is real knowledge. Real knowledge means how I am better. The death is there. That is real knowledge. I am going to die. I cannot stop it. That is real knowledge. And if somebody thinks that I am better, or that I am going to die, then he is a fool. Better means you stop your death.
Something?
Something. They must make it because foolish, they cannot solve. They are rascal, they cannot solve. They are simply pleased with some, what is called temporary success. That's all. The ultimate success is not there. The Professor Einstein, he was a very big scientist, but he could not solve his death. He was to die.
Boy, that's amazing.
He has to die. He could not solve his death. And he is a big scientist. What kind of scientist is that?
Boy.
The real problem remains unsolved.
So that's his blindness.
Huh? No, that is rascal. They do not see the real problem. Neither are they able to solve it. They are simply happy by some, just like child. The child, he wants to play whole day long. He does not care. Like that. This human life is meant for making a perfect solution of all problems. That they do not care. There are some temporary benefits. They are very much busy and known as scientists.
But they say that is ideal, that cannot be attained.
That's all right. But if it can be attained, then if you do not know, then you are foolish. You say that cannot be attained, but I say it is possible. Shastra says, Krishna says, Simply, if you go to our temple and see Krishna, you will go. Don't do anything. Don't talk anything. Simply see Krishna. It is so easy. Simply see Krishna and take Krishna's prasadam and live comfortably, and next life you go to back to home, back to home. So simple. Yes, very good. Yes. Another facility, if you cannot finish your Krishna's job, then whatever you have done, that is permanent. Next life will begin from there. Nothing is lost. Abhayam. Abhayam. Permanent.
It's a wonderful offer by Krishna.
What does it mean to finish?
Huh?
What does it mean to finish?
Finish means fully. You do not know anything except Krishna. That is it.
Pure devotee.
Pure devotee. That's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had no other business than Krishna. Everything. That is the ideal perfection. Sunnahitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinam. Everything is vacant without Krishna. That's right. Now that determination will come automatically when you are advanced.
Wonderful to hear you talk about Krishna.
Krishna is wonderful, either I talk or you talk. He is wonderful. Sweet meat is sweet, either you give or I give. It is sweet. And try to understand that Krishna has given us the metal, Krishna has given us the intelligence. Now we have prepared nice airship and Krishna has given us the sky to fly. Appreciate like that. Then your Krishna consciousness. Actually that is the fact. If there was no sky, where would you fly? Your scientific advancement. And if there was no matter, how could you manufacture? If you had no intelligence, how could you do it? See, everything is given by Krishna and you are denying Krishna. How fool you are, this is. This is Krishna consciousness. Simply accept that everything is given by Krishna. We are utilizing it. That is Krishna.
Only when Krishna takes it away, then they turn to Him.
Oh God.
Save us.
Krishna wants that much, that we accept that all facilities are given by me. That's much. Huh? Yeah. Actually, that's the fact. But that is done. Bahunam janvanavante. Those who are rascals, they do it. They will have to do it. But after many, many births. Not immediate. They will suffer. They will have to go through so many species of life. And one day they will come to the understanding. Yes. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Everything is to stop. Some Mahatmas, that Mahatma is very rare. Very rare.
When the Indians come to the temple, Prabhupada, I tell them that Mahatma is not manufactured. It's rubber stamp. Here Krishna says what Mahatma means. I said that anybody who takes to Krishna consciousness is Mahatma.
Yes.
And anybody who is not Krishna consciousness, however great he may be in people's eyes, but he's not.
No.
Duratma.
He is a duskritina. Dima, yeah. Maya paridagyan, asari bhavamas, mogasa mogukarma. So, what is your theory?
So far you've just made...
Do you think that God is under theory?
God interferes. They think so. They concoct. They make up God.
If you make up God, then is there God? If God is subjected to your manufacturing process, what kind of God is?
Largely they've come to realize that, so they've turned away from even discussing God. They use their theology simply to make comments about the world situation. Theology today, they do not even discuss deity.
Sometimes they argue that God has revealed himself within my heart, so I don't need to read any books because I have a special connection with God.
But your revelation and my revelation are different. Why?
Well, because God has so many different aspects that he reveals a different aspect to everyone.
That is the reason. What is the standard of that aspect? Just like in the material world we see somebody is richer than other. This is also aspect of material situation. So if one is millionaire, he is better than a person who has got a few coins. Similarly, your realization of God and my realization of God different. So I may be better realized than you. What do you say, theologian?
Well, today, Prabhupada, most of the literature is written on subjects of death of God, an eclipse of God, the fact that the people in general, it's a secular society and no one is even discussing God.
That so, means they have failed. After discussing, when they could not find out actually what is God, they have given up the idea. Failure.
They think of it as actually a maturity. We needed to talk about God when we were infants and now we are
maturity
advanced.
Maturity must give. What is our standard? God. If it is mature. Mature means he must give the real standard. That is mature. But if nobody of you can give the what is the real standard, then how it is mature? Parimarthan Prabhu, what do you think? Mature means the final conclusion, just like in scientific theory. All the scientists come into conclusion. Yes, this is it.
It's just an excuse because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know, that's it.
Well, they just become mature atheists.
A mature atheist, yes.
Even though at most they say God just means goodness or truth.
They do not know what is the goodness. They have no knowledge. What is the standard of goodness? Somebody is cutting the throat, he is also good. And somebody is very sober, he is also good. So what is the standard of goodness?
Well, that's what they argue about. Mostly they make vague references and emotional pleas for goodness and honesty.
Well, what is that honesty and what is that goodness? They must give some definition.
You've summed it up very nicely, Srila Prabhupada, when you call them just jugglers of words.
Yeah. Very scientific.
Yes, Sir Prabhupada.
Huh? What is the standard of goodness according to your scientific view?
They say just don't, if someone does what he likes and doesn't hurt anyone else, that's good.
They don't do that.
Huh?
If I just do it, if I do my thing for God but I don't hurt anyone, that's good.
They have no definition of standard of goodness.
Many times they say that.
No. Many times. This is fact. They have no standard. But we have got definition of God. That is the difference. What is our definition?
Same controller.
That person who's complete with all six opulences.
Yes.
Total fullness.
Yes. That is God.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan. Aisha jasa samagras. Bijasa jasa sasriya. Jnanavaira gayasriva. Sarayiti bhagangana.
They all said that is imagination.
Why divination? It's not imagination. Just like I am a man. I've got $100. He has got $1,000. He has got 4,000 or 5,000. In this way, you see comparative. One is richer than other. Then why there shall not be somebody who is the richest of all? We see practically. How can it be that? That is God. Power, strength. You are stronger than me. He is stronger than you. He is stronger than you. Like that. But if we find somebody, then nobody is stronger than him. He is God. Education, beauty, all the six opulence, you compare. Because we see comparative. So there must be somebody ideal. Above whom, there is no more education, no more wisdom, no more riches, no more beauty. There is no.
But they are hesitant.
Huh? Why they should be hesitant? That is their foolishness. We see comparative superlative in our experience.
They say the concept of God is just imagination.
Imagination? That is it. Why imagination? This is the definition of God. That in these six items, richness, beauty, wisdom, strength, influence. So we see practical world that there are superlative comparative. So when it comes to the topmost superlative degree, there is God.
They have what they call a system, what they call scientific integrity, which roughly translated means anything that they can't perceive through their gross senses, they can't accept as being a fact.
This is the world. Anyone can, any child can accept. What is that?
Well, they say if there was a God, he would be perceivable to everyone, whether they believed in him or not.
Yes, it is everyone. This is common formula. That we see comparative study of these six opulences. When it is topmost, there is God.